It's Free Radio Skybird, music and culture for shortwave listening. Found the right frequency. It's Free Radio Skybird. I'm DJ Frederick, and Free Radio Skybird is free-form, free-spirited radio for creative minds and DXers everywhere. And here's a shout-out to all of our listeners on shortwave, FM, and on the internets. Coming up on this edition of Free Radio Skybird, we'll be hearing from One Deck Pete with the soothing sounds of shortwave. We'll hear an episode of Flash Frisbone Radio Ace from Gary Bourgeois and Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory. But we're going to start off with the mystery DJ and his liquid frequency test.
We are called co-pilots of Spaceship Earth. We are out of control. We have lost control. Our airlocks are threatened by cosmic rays. Invasions from the wounded galaxies by the ectoplasmic leeches of pure enthusiasm and the soul's erection of joy. Our portholes dodge with the mind-eating acids that corrode and the perspex shields of vision. Our computers have gone crazy and we are in need of electrotherapy. Our fuel tanks dream of explosion, taste and scent, bones and messages of peace from long-lost Earth. We are all co-pilots of Spaceship Earth. Soul brothers in the coma, we have lost control. Co-pilots of Spaceship Earth. Cosmic data nihilismus. Experts in astral travel, tune into the void. Switch all channels through the void and fill your heads with peace and fire your flesh rockets with the fuel of love, the liquid fuel of love, and let us ride together. Let us ride together on orgasmic engines to the stars. Let us all ride together. Let us all drive together. Let us all take off together. Let us all fly together. Let us all get back on course together. Let's get this ship together. The balance of Spaceship Earth. Let's get back on course.
The liquid frequency test.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Hey, we're here. They did it. They are on the moon. Unbelievable. They are on the moon. On. They are walking on the moon. Birds and Mr. Spaceman starting it off here on the liquid frequency test today. It is a day to celebrate. The world will never be the same. The human race will never be the same. Today has changed everything. This is the Grateful Dead.
Of the moon, electrobell, and bend to me. I hold the carrion crow, foully, rolly, riddle. I hold the carrion crow, foul, and bend to me. Hey, Tom. husbands and wives assembled in the mall. Lost is the long and loneliest time, very simple flying. All along the mountains of the moon.
And now, the Aircheck Factory presents the amazing radio adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. Floating Flash Frisbone, radio ace, America's most transient disc jockey. Floating Flash Frisbone, the jock that just can't keep a job. You'll remember last time. Radio ace Floating Flash Frisbone was waiting for the next dog sled to take him from Stapleton, Saskatchewan, where an avalanche had just struck the CHIT tower. As we tune in this month, the tower is now toppling in the direction where our hero is standing. Could this be the end? But wait, what's that? Off in the distance, the swish of helicopter blades. It's the KMPC traffic copter. In an effort to get away from the smog, they decided to head just a little north of L.A. until the air cleared and, well, Flash, not being one to pass up a free ride, hails the copter.
Hey, you guys!
And just in the nick of time. As the helicopter with Flash safely aboard begins heading south, the steel structure that was the tower of CHIT crashes down on the studios of Canada's only high-energy wall-to-wall station. The studios and record library of the 250-watt AM facility are completely destroyed at an estimated damage of $75.44. Luckily, disc jockey Ironjaw Palmer was not in the studios at the time of the destruction. He was floating a Ferranti and Teicher album while trying to make a date with Maggie Stanton, the station secretary. And so, our hero, Floating Flash Frisbone, is safe, but once again out of work. But not for long. On the floor of the KMPC traffic copter, he finds a copy of Broadcasting Magazine. As per usual, he begins reading it from back to front. Under Help Wanted Announcers, he reads,
"Are you a communicator? We need you. Popular medium market talk show in the early evenings." Early evenings? That's my favorite shift. Right, box 94, Broadcasting Magazine. Hot dog!
And Flash immediately addresses one of the envelopes containing his audition tape and resume. As soon as he gets dropped off, he'll put it in the mail, and then it's just a matter of waiting. You know, it's a funny thing about radio. The station in the blind box ad turned out to be the same one that fired Flash just 2 weeks earlier. With things in broadcasting being what they are, Flash beat out the other two applicants, a dropout from the Matchbook School of Radio and TV, and the station's janitor. So we join Flash now at his first day back on the air at WYAP, Yammer Radio 94, in Keokuk, Iowa. Let's listen.
And the number is 245-TALK. That's 245-TALK on the Frizz phone. Hey, we had a big city council meeting last night. We got an open line tonight. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about at 245-TALK. And we have five open lines right now. So you can call right now. And there's five open lines. Hey, how about what do you think about it? Who do you think should run for president? Huh? You think it should be Carter or what? 245-TALK, that's 245-TALK on the Frizz phone on WYAP in Keokuk. Hey, it's nice to be back. We have five open lines right now, and this is your show. This is open line tonight. Talk about anything. It's 245-TALK. It's 245-TALK. And what about the Olympics, huh? What do you think about that, eh? Was that right to thing to do? And you think where do you think we should have the Olympics? And it's 245 talk TLK and Yammer Radio, Yap 94, and you got open lines right now. Five open lines. Listen, I think what we need is more taxes. You know, I mean, how do you think they pay for all that stuff that makes America great? You know, like the Lincoln Monument. You think they built that for free, huh? Huh? Let's raise the taxes. What do you say? What do you say, Keokuk? Let's raise the taxes, huh? Let's up those taxes, and you know, I mean, so what? I mean, you know, let's and gasoline should be $3 a gallon too, hey? 245 TALK. Got five open lines. 245 TALK. Free right now. Call. Yeah, I think they should draft women. Sure. They should send them to the front lines. They want equal? They want equal? I'll give them equal. Hey! I mean, you know, wouldn't that make trench warfare interesting if we had women in the front lines, huh? Huh? What do you think of that? What do you think of that, Keokuk? Give me a call. 245-TALK. Come on, huh? Huh? You know what I think? I think you people are all deadheads. That's what I think. We got five open lines here, and nobody's calling, hey? You know, you wouldn't know how to talk if they paid you. Come on, call me, 245-TALK. This is the Frizz phone. It's your show. This isn't my show. It's your show. I mean, you know what you guys are out there listening to the radio? You're nothing but a bunch of commie pinko fags. Yeah, you're probably sitting around playing with yourself instead of calling. You know, you can use those fingers for other stuff. Put them in a phone and call 245-TALK. You know, I mean, that's my opinion. What's yours? This is the Frizz phone, 245-TALK. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue, huh? You gonna call me or what? We got a call. Wait a minute, we got a call coming in on line one. Hello? Hello, this is the Frizz phone. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like a large with extra cheese and sausage and pepperoni and onions. So that's for John Bellanger. Hello?
Goodbye. All right, now look. All right, I told the clown that owns this poor excuse of a radio station, I told him, I said, there's two things that'll get me back on the air. Thing number one, you get rid of Bob's used cars, because he really took me for a ride in that Pinto. I'm not kidding you. I still say that was the lousiest deal I ever had. Okay, he said, we'll put him on in the earlier show. Okay, fine. And then I said, number two, you get me some good guests and some good topics. What does he give me? You know, he gives me this old stale stuff about the Olympics, this crap about the taxes. I mean, it's the same stuff that nobody ever called about before. You people are all deadheads. You people are all, listen, I mean, you know, I'm ready to use the F word. You people don't know nothing about what, we got a call on line two. Hello, this is the Frizz phone.
Mr. Frizz phone, this is the general manager's office. You're fired.
I know I should have hired the janitor.
Well, it looks like our hero is out of work again, but totally undaunted.
Mom was right!
Join us next month for the further continuing...
I'm gonna kill myself!
Hopefully continuing adventures of... Floating Flash Frizzbone! Radio Ace! We hope to see you next month.
I'm gonna go stick my fingers in a transmitter!
And if Flash does do himself in, what will the recording studio do for the next 10 episodes that have been contracted? For answers to these and other poignant questions, join us next month for the further adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. The Adventures of the Radio Ace are produced at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan.
You're listening to Free Radio Skybird on 6070 kilohertz shortwave. Free Radio Skybird is listener-supported community radio on shortwave. So if you'd like to learn how to support these broadcasts, please visit us at patreon.com/freeradioskybird. That's patreon.com/freeradioskybird. And if you'd like to correspond with us, our email address is singinggrove, that's all one word, singinggrove@conknet.com, C-O-N-K-N-E-T. com. We also love postal mail, real letters with real envelopes and real paper. Our address is Free Radio Skybird, care of DJ Frederick, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. And this is DJ Frederick. I'd like to say hello to folks listening in Oregon on KBOG Radio 97.9 FM. Coming up next, the soothing sounds of shortwave with One Deck Pete.
One Deck Pete presents the soothing sound of shortwave. Shortwave, shortwave, shortwave.
Shaker Lighthouse, Shaker Lighthouse, Yankee Lima 3, Juliet Delta, Yankee Lima 3, Juliet Delta, Shaker Lighthouse.
Radio 5, Bravo Foxtrot Germany.
Radio 5, Pacific.
Uniform, Radio 5, Bravo Foxtrot Germany.
Uniform, Radio 5, Bravo Fox Germany, correct?
Yes,
thank you very much. You're 5959 here in Latvia. Lighthouse number is Lima Victor 0007. QSL?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, good afternoon. You are 5993,
United West, Ukraine, selected by Tilly.
All the best, and
have a good evening. Thank you very much, Vasily. The name of here is Hotel Alpha November Zulu. Hotel Alpha November Zulu. I wish you a very pleasant weekend. 7-3 from the lighthouse.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good
Future, General Kay, and the Mighty Brian. QTHR is building Network Future. I'm at your lovely 5 and 9. Could you give me more call time and all the details of the light? The number is UK0218. Uniform Kilo 0218. Over.
Roger, roger. Thank you for United Kilo 0218. My name is Manfred Mike Alpha November Foxport Romeo Echo Delta. Delta. Thank you.
And in the mix this month was About Forest with Feeling Light, Somni 451 with Probe, Adam Maylouf featuring the Barat Band with Land of the Beloved, and the track underneath is Advait with Instagram is Intoxicating. As ever, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
To the fascinating world of audio frequency equalization. Your equalizer provides you with the means to make any and all corrections that you, in your new capacity as audio playback engineer, determine to be most accurate.
Set your receivers.
Greetings, Skybirds. Welcome to another edition of the Radiophonic Laboratory, where we celebrate the science of telecommunications as applied to the art of electronic music. I'm Justin Patrick Moore, your mad scientist guide. Together, we'll tune in to the voice of the ether and hear what it has to say. Today's featured radio wave surfer is Holger Zakai, a founding member of the German band Can. Zakai was fascinated with the sounds of shortwave radio. When Zakai was a teenager, he worked at a radio shop where he became fond of the medium. Later, when he was a student, a music student under the mentorship of Karlheinz Stockhausen, he used shortwave radios as musical instruments. He kept up this practice of using the shortwave radio as an instrument in the band Can and in his solo music. We're going to play All Gates Open by Can. If you listen closely to the song, you can hear Holger Zakai tuning his shortwave radio receiver to the single sidebands to capture unique sounds. All gates are open now.
Just below the gate.
where the music ends and where the man begins. All gates are open now for you and for me. How we blend into each other's symphony. And your breathing sound is really eating me. It doesn't seem much so.
Hi, this is Dan the Radio Dude, and I'm here to tell you that this edition of the Radiophonic Laboratory has been powered by Moxie. Even those of us who live in the Midwest know that Moxie is wicked good. At the Radiophonic Labs, Moxie is what keeps our batteries charged and our signal on the air. To stay distinctively different, I always make mine Moxie.
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 Man, I hope that don't mean I'm turning into a darn Yankee. This is pretty good.
This has been Justin Patrick Moore for the Rad Lab. The background music for this edition of the Radiophonic Laboratory was Cosmic Ballad by Perry and Kingsley. Want to say thank you to all the listeners out there in Radio Land. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again out there in the ether.
And thank you, Justin, for the Radiophonic Laboratory. If you're just joining us, you're tuned to Free Radio Skybird. Freeform, free-spirited radio for creative minds and DXers everywhere. And whether you're listening on shortwave, FM, or on the internet, we'd like to invite you to send us a reception report and write for a QSL. Our mailing address is Free Radio Skybird, care of DJ Frederick, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, or by email at singinggrove@conknet.com.
For
Stereo Lab from the Dots and Loops LP. That's The Flower Called Nowhere. Before that, Cocteau Twins released back in 1993, Evangeline. Well, this is DJ Frederick. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Free Radio Skybird. I'd like to say thank you for listening. Free Radio Skybird is produced by myself, DJ Frederick, in conjunction with Steve, also Justin Moore, One Deck Pete, and the Mystery DJ. Our interval signal and opening theme is from Madtone. The Free Radio Skybird logo was created by Steve. And this station is dedicated to the memories of Gary Bourgeois, also Ambrose Metzigan, MB, and my father, Herman Moe. Remember, wherever and whenever you are listening, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free.
Sky.